Welcome back, everybody. Dom Salvio's up next. He's got that great show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6. He's with me for Monday's installment of In Case You Missed It, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for sticking around, Dom.
Hey, Maggie, my pleasure. I did miss it. I try not to watch too much of Trump over
the weekend. John from West Dallas also weighing in, saying, thank you for watching it so that I don't have to. You are welcome, John. You are very, very welcome. You remember, so we have now dispensed with all of his nonsense on border. Bad inflation. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah. No national abortion ban, and I'll protect IVF, except all of this total garbage and lies and the protecting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Why was that important? Because this is what Project 2025 proposes, dismantling brick by brick by brick, dollar by dollar. We know that Donald Trump saying he's going to protect that is a bunch of hooey. Because everybody else in his party is saying it's right back on the table, including Wisconsin's own Ron Johnson. But this is what Donald Trump had to say about Project 2025, which blew my mind. It is cut 21. Remember when he's like, I have nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. Cut 21. Let's take a listen.
Talk about Project 2025. This is the conservative policy blueprint. You disavowed it during the campaign. You called it a product of the radical right. You've said some of their ideas were radical.
I said some of it is. Some of it is very good. Some of it's very mainstream, actually. Frankly, the Democrats should have used some of it because they went, you know, with all the transgender that they were doing and with the men playing in women's sports. Well, if they wouldn't have done that, maybe they would have done better.
It's mainstream now. It was radical and abysmal before. It's mainstream now. And transgender. I mean, are you catching a theme? He just blurts words out as if that's an argument about something. But I want to get to his discussion of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger because their responses have been incredibly important. Let's listen to Cut 23.
That's the end of Kamala. I really did. I thought it was a terrible move, especially if you're a Democrat. But Cheney did something that's inexcusable, along with Thompson and the people on the Unselect Committee of political thugs and, you know, creeps. So the Unselect Committee went through a year and a half of testimony. Wait. They deleted and destroyed all evidence of that they found. You know why? Because Nancy Pelosi was guilty. Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 troops. You wouldn't have had a J6 because other people were guilty. The people that said that I attacked two Secret Service agents in a car.
We can wrap this clip. It just, it goes on and on. So he name checks Pelosi. He name checks Cheney. He claims that the J6 committee destroyed evidence. By the way, that's illegal. Just want to tell you that. In fact, the committee did not destroy all evidence. It released an 800-page report as well as 140 transcripts of testimony and various memos, emails, and voicemail messages. The evidence remains online. You can go get it. And by the way, all that evidence is also in possession of the FBI, which apparently Kash Patel is now going to control. Also, breaking news, Republican Senator Joni Ernst says she will support the appointment of Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. Shame on you, Joni. Shame on you. So he called the J6 committee thugs.
And creeps.
This entire interview, basically what he says, because he's asked in 18 different ways, and I'm not going to play the sound, will you direct the FBI or the National Security Apparatus or the DOJ to go after your political enemies? And he says, no, but if there was misdeeds, if people were doing bad things, they should be looked into. Well, when you call the January 6th committee thugs, like, of course that's what you mean. And Pam Bondi and Kash Patel and Pete Hegseth and all the rest of them know that. Do they not, Dom? So what did you make of Adam Kinzinger's response as well as Liz Cheney's, which I thought were great?
I absolutely love it. Here's what Kinzinger said. If Donald wants to pursue this vindictive fantasy, I say bring it on. I'm not intimidated by a man whose actions on January 6th showed a cowardly disregard for democracy and the rule of law. A man too frightened to serve in the military who requires a strong man like Putin to feel secure. While his supporters were attacking the Capitol, Trump sat in the White House watching in glee as law enforcement and elected officials scrambled to protect our public. Bring it on.
Bring it on. Liz Cheney wrote an extensive response. Donald Trump knows his claims about the Select Committee are ridiculous and false. There's no conceivably appropriate factual constitutional basis for what Donald Trump is suggesting, a Justice Department investigation of the work of a congressional committee. Here's the summary. That entire interview was just BS at the highest levels. No mastery of facts, no understanding of policy, no respect for democracies or democratic principles or our gosh damn Constitution. That is our new president. Jack from Merrimack, you've been so patient, you're going to get the last word of the day, Jack.
Thank you, Maggie. Just wanted to say, people should have known what they were getting with Trump. From 30,000 lies in 4 years to the chaos of his last administration, the fact many of the over a million pandemic deaths could have been prevented if the response had been appropriate, but it wasn't. We've heard nothing but 4+ years of lies from Trump and the MAGAs, and those lies have been repeated with little rebuttal from the media, both the Foxes and the legitimate media. And I'd like to remind folks who don't understand how independent voters could vote for him of a quote from Hannah Arendt, the German-American historian who studied the Nazis extensively. This constant lying is not aimed at making people believe the lie, but to ensure no one believes anything anymore.
There are such things as objective facts, y'all. And we try to bring them to you here on Civic Media. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for facts, our democracy, and the Constitution. Dom Salvio's next, y'all. Keep it locked.